Next Friday, July 27th, we'll see the celestial event of 2018. This is Mars at an extraordinary opposition, hovering right next to the full moon. Mars hasn't been so bright and close to us for the past 15 years. Mars is now even brighter than Jupiter, which doesn't happen very often. With the red planet's unshakable hope as a possible abode of life and its sci-fi reputation as the home of the bad guys, it's always a headline maker. This Friday night conjunction with the moon makes it easy to identify. But if you want to find it any other night, it's almost as simple. Being at opposition means that it's opposite the sun in the sky. So just as the sun is setting, Mars is rising. An hour later, as full darkness falls, Mars is low in the east. Still, you might want to give it another hour to climb a bit higher, which means it's best to look for it after around 10:30 p.m. Forget about knowing which direction to look. Just gaze around the sky at around 10:30 any night and find the two brightest stars, which are both planets. Venus has set by then, so Mars in the southeast is the brightest star, and second place goes to Jupiter in the southwest, and both worlds are about the same height in the heavens. You'll also identify Mars because it's clearly reddish, not red like a stop sign, but orange like a pumpkin. Backyard amateur astronomers are also gazing at less bright Saturn these nights, so it's a true planet parade. None of the planets are high overhead, which actually makes them more prominent because people tend not to crane their necks and look straight up. Anyway, be sure to watch Mars meet the moon on Friday, on the very night of its best opposition, when it won't be this bright again until the year 2035. You don't want to miss it. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.